Boarding an aircraft with a musical instrument has never been a simple task, but musicians who resist checking their French horns, banjos, and other instruments face increasing challenges at airports. Airlines are cracking down on oversized carry-ons, and some ban musical instruments altogether. Musicians' unions say fragile and expensive instruments don't belong in cargo. Alfonso Pollard is with the American Federation of Musicians, part of a group lobbying for more consistent rules by the airlines. He says the way airlines deal with carry-ons is creating problems for musicians.
They are letting people know that if it doesn't fit in this sizer that sits on the floor next to the gate attendant, that you can't bring it on board.
So the piccolo's not a problem.
Piccolo's not a problem at all, okay? However, what we are in the process of doing now, the American Federation of Musicians and our partners who helped us lobby this issue, is working with the FAA and working with, eventually, with the airlines to get them to understand that many of these instruments vary by size. Some of them will be a little longer. However, if they could continue to accommodate us traditionally like they have, then there shouldn't be a problem.
What is the process now? You're a musician, you're in line, you have your photo ID. What happens?
Once an individual musician has determined that this particular airline does indeed allow these musical instruments, then it's important to prepare yourself. If you have a violin or a cello or a string bass, it's important to take things out like end pins that could be perceived as weapons, anything that could be used to harm someone else. It's important to take those things and pack those in the bags that are going to go underneath the aircraft. Once that's done, the key here is to make contact right away with the ticket agent and to let them know that you are carrying on a musical instrument, that you did explain it to all of the previous sources prior to that, and you found out that the policy of the airlines was that you would be allowed to bring these instruments on board.
What happens when instruments are checked?
There have been some incidents of musical instruments that have been checked and have either been lost or damaged. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul & Mary reluctantly checked a guitar that he had been using throughout the civil rights movement. And it was a very, very special instrument to him. He was asked to check the instrument. He reluctantly checked it. By the time he got to his destination, the instrument was gone. These kinds of things are just devastating. Your instrument is almost a part of your soul, a part of your being. It's one thing to be able to have your instrument when you get there and have a performance to do. It's another thing for someone like B.B. King to lose Lucille, or for Peter Yarrow to lose an instrument that really has such historical value.
Sure makes a tour bus seem inviting, doesn't it?
It makes a tour bus seem inviting if you're doing a regional tour.
But when you're off to Amsterdam...
When you're off to Amsterdam, it's tough.
Alfonso Pollard of the American Federation of Musicians.